Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Conservative religious groups worldwide blasted a skit that aired during the opening ceremonies for the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. Church leaders took offense to a drag queen sequence that appeared to make fun of the Last Supper painting by Leonardo da Vinci. That iconic painting depicts Jesus seated with his 12 disciples around a long table. After the outrage, an official spokesperson for the opening ceremonies offered an apology and an explanation.
Clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. On the contrary, I think that Thomas Joly really tried to really intend to celebrate community tolerance. That was his word yesterday. And looking at the result of the polls that we shared, we believe that this ambition was achieved. If people have taken any offense, we are, of course, really, really sorry.
But not everyone is buying that. Catholic Bishop Robin Barron of the Winona Rochester Diocese in Minnesota.
France felt evidently, as it's trying to put its best cultural foot forward, the right thing to do is to mock this very central moment in Christianity where Jesus, at his Last Supper, gives his body and blood in anticipation of the cross. And so it's presented, though, as this gross sort of flippant mockery. Would they ever have dared mock Islam in a similar way? Would they ever have dreamed of mocking in this gross, you know, public way, a scene from the Quran? As I say, we all know the answer to that. I think, folks, what's interesting here is this deeply secularist postmodern society knows who its enemy is. They're naming it. And we should believe them.
A French bishop representing the Holy See at the Paris Games says what he saw left him deeply hurt. The Vatican has rejected appeals of two more Catholic parishes in St. Louis to remain open. St. Matthew the Apostle in North St. Louis will now need to merge into a single parish with Our Lady of the Holy Cross, St. Augustine, and St. Elizabeth, Mother of John the Baptist. And Our Lady of Sorrows in South City lost its appeal at the Vatican and will now merge with St. Mary Magdalene and St. Joan of Arc to create an unnamed consolidated parish. A Muslim advocacy group says discrimination and attacks against Muslims and Palestinians in the U.S. have risen sharply.
The Council on American-Islamic Relations attributes the rise to heightened Islamophobia because of Israel's war in Gaza. The Council says it received almost 5,000 complaints of anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian incidents in the first half of this year, 70% more than in the same period in 2023. It says most of the complaints had to do with immigration and asylum, employment discrimination, education discrimination, and hate crimes. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.